Republic Yemeni number one.
What's up, you silly fucking bitches? Can everybody hear me? It's good to be back, motherfuckers. I've been gone for a long time. I sure have. I've been out in Seattle for 1 month. Was doing the Seattle International Comedy Competition. Lost. But I had a good time. Made some really good connections with people. Learned a lot about doing comedy, especially like in large theaters. That's the one thing I started to realize is that I need to, I'm trying to fix the video here. It seems like it's too dark. There you go. Yeah, I learned that I fucking can't stand performing in theaters where the light is on my face and I can't see the audience. I got to see some of the audience. I hate not being able to see the audience. That shit drives me crazy. So like in this competition, we would do big theaters, then we'd do small clubs, and do big theaters, and then small clubs. What are the small clubs? Man, I was in the pocket, you know? But when I was in those big ass theaters, like the light would shine on my face and I would be like, am I even connecting to people? Are there people here? Are they mad at me? I can't even fucking see their faces. So yeah, anyways, but yeah, Seattle is trash. And this is not to say anything against people from Seattle. I'm just saying I was there at the worst time of year that you could be there. I was there in their wintertime, and all it did was rain, man. I saw the sun maybe two times the whole time I was there. That was shitty. And then not to mention, I got my asshole doctor telling me that I can't take vitamins anymore, so I can't take vitamin D. So I'm out there getting no sun, no vitamin D, no vitamin P. I got no pussy, man. No pussy in Seattle. I was kind of like focused on work anyway. So the idea of like trying to get laid was not necessarily something in my purview. But I got a lot of things that I would like to talk about today, specifically pertaining to Kanye. I don't know, man. The world is getting so weird so fast. It's out of control. But we'll be talking about that and his dinner with Trump. And then I wanted to dive into this lunatic Nick Fuentes, who's also now helping Kanye run for president, including Milo Yiannopoulos, whatever the fuck that narcissist name. So like three major narcissists are coming together to form the Voltron of the Armageddon with Trump as the face. Yep, my cat's here. She mad as fuck right now. It's funny. It's like some days you wake up, this cat's just like, yeah, everything's fine. I'm just going to keep quiet all day. Then some days I wake up and then that's it. She's just all day just nagging. I give her everything. She just still nag. Yeah. So, yeah, but anybody that's listening, follow me, MikeFromDetroit.com. I've been posting a lot of stand-up clips. I've been focusing most of my time on generating stand-up clips and getting those things up there because I've been seeing a lot of engagement on that. So stay tuned. I got more coming. MikeFromDetroit.com, that's how you find me. All my social media links are up there. The link to my podcast is there, MikeFromDetroit.com, MikeFromDetroit.com. Follow me. I'm on Instagram a lot. I'm also on Twitter. Not Twitter. Well, I am on Twitter. I should probably get on Twitter now more now that there's that Elon is coming in there and like revamping it. I never really cared for Twitter anyway. I know people are fucking losing their shit about it, but never really used it. But TikTok. Yes, I am on TikTok, but I've been blowing up on Instagram though. And also Facebook. I got my Facebook fan page. Mike from Detroit. And then I also have my personal page, which I'm posting videos and reels on there too. And that following is blowing up. That one's right at 85,000 almost right now, if not more. And what was that sound? What is this sound that I'm hearing? I'm hearing like weird sounds coming from my computer, and I have no idea where they're coming from. Today, all of a sudden, my computer just making these fucking sounds. I have no idea what's happening. I don't know if you guys are hearing that too. So anyways, without further ado, let's get into this shit. If some of you might not know, but Trump had a dinner with Kanye West and Milo Yiannopoulos. And Nick Fuentes, who I had no idea who this Nick Fuentes guy was. I had no freaking clue. You know, because I really don't give a shit about that stuff. And so to me, it's, you know, I can't get behind Kanye 100%. And that guy, I couldn't stand him from day one, man. Ever since what he did to Taylor Swift back in the day when he like grabbed the microphone and said that she didn't deserve that award and started crying like a little baby. That's when I was just like,
come on, man.
I don't know why anybody is going to literally give this guy any fucking attention. I'm just blown away at how easy it is for people to follow idiots, you know, whether it be Trump, Bush, you know, I mean, Obama. I would give people the credit to follow Obama because he was crafty. That motherfucker was a crafty motherfucker. He knew how to manipulate us. I mean, my family's from Yemen. Obama bombed the fuck out of Yemen, but he talked in such a way that made me as a Yemeni go, that's all right. You could do it again. You're black. You're very handsome and well-spoken. And since you became president, my body count of like picking up white girls have went up. So anyway, so Kanye's in the house and now he is running for president. So he goes to Trump's. To me, this is just crazy that these motherfucking people right now are taken seriously and they actually have a platform. Because back like in the 90s and 80s, none of these guys would have had a platform that anyone would take them seriously. But now you have like a whole new generation of people that look at Kanye and go like, yeah, that's the guy that I want to follow. And that scares the fuck out of me because nothing comes out of his mouth that makes any freaking sense. Like, watch this video that he posted, I guess, about him running in 2024. Now, to tell you about the dinner, the biggest highlight of that dinner, aside from that, it was the Voltron of the Armageddon coming together, is that Kanye West told Trump, he's like, hey, so y'all, I'm running for president, and I want you to be my vice president. Now, mind you, Trump was already president and he just already announced that he's running for president. Kanye's like, yo, man, check it out. I'm running for president because I'm yay. And then you should be my vice president. And apparently Trump didn't like that. Apparently Trump fucking lost his shit. And this is the video that he released afterwards. And it's so weird because you see him right next to Milo, and dude, Milo looks like a fucking specter from hell. The guy doesn't look. Watch when Kanye is like talking and it cuts to shots where you could see Milo in front of him. Pay attention to the way Milo looks at him. He's looking at him with this like dead fish stare, and he's supposed to be the guy that's running his campaign now. Of all people, why Milo? We'll get into that later, but watch this video.
I think the thing that Trump was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president, I think that was like lower on the list of things that caught him off guard. It was the fact that I walked in with intelligence. So Trump is really impressed with Nick Fuentes. And Nick Fuentes, unlike so many of the lawyers and so many people that he was left with on his 2020 campaign, he's actually a loyalist. When he didn't know where the lawyers is, you'll still have your lawyer list. And when all the lawyers said, forget.
What the fuck? This thing has been playing for 33 seconds. What has he said?
Trump's done. There are loyalists running up in the White House, right? And my question would be, why, when you had the chance, did you not free the January Sixers? And I came to him as someone who loves Trump, and I said, go and get Corey back. Go and get these people that the media tried to cancel and told you to step away from. He basically gives me this would-be mob-esque kind of story, talking to some kid from the south side of Chicago trying to sound mobby or whatever. He goes into the story about all that he went through to get Alice Johnson out of jail and how he didn't do it for Kim, but he did it for me. But then he goes on to say that Kim is a... You could tell her I said that. And I was thinking, like, that's the mother of my children. Since we know, and all the Christians in America that love Trump know that Trump is a conservative, we're going to demand that you hold all policies directly to the Bible.
This shit?
When Trump started basically screaming at me at the table, telling me I was going to lose, I mean, has that ever worked for anyone in history?
You're going to lose. Tell him he's going to lose.
I'm like, well, hold on, Trump. You're talking to Ye.
Perfect. Man, I listen, I know I'm fucking dumb. I know that about myself. But I might have fucking got dumber. Because I'm burning brain cells trying to figure out what the fuck was that? I need to relax. I just need to realize that the end is near and that there's really nothing that we can do about it, that we should just sit back and watch it happen. High, content, fat, living the lavish life in the first world, where my biggest problem of the day is that the Trader Joe's is now 3 miles farther than it used to be. How am I going to get fat to the point where I don't have to walk anywhere? I can just roll there. Why do I even give a fuck? God damn, bro. Like, can we just, let me just, I just want to...
I think the thing that Trump was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president, I think that was like lower on the list of things that caught him off guard. It was the fact that I...
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it muted me. Thank you for pointing that out, guys. Yeah, apparently when I switched the thing. So
walked in with intelligence.
So you should be able to hear that. Okay, so my point is, look at Milo. Look at Milo. Like when I...
The list of things that caught him off guard.
Milo creeps me out, okay? Just look at him. Like he looks like that character in Star Wars, the Sith Lord, is that who it is? You know, like if you put the hoodie on him, he looks like he's controlling Kanye with his mind. Fuck, dude, this is so creepy. And what's even creepier is that Milo hates Kanye. Like hates Kanye. The fact that Kanye has got Milo and Nick Fuentes. Nick, I'm going to show you how much he hates black people. So this guy, Nick Fuentes, is fucking crazy, dude. You thought Rush Limbaugh was bad. No, this kid's a straight up Aryan incel Nazi. He's an incel, and he even gloats about being an incel, meaning that he's involuntarily celibate, meaning that nobody wants to fuck him. And now his solution is bringing back a Hitler-esque America. Wait till you see this Nick Fuentes guy. We already know about Milo. We already know how fucking wacky this guy is, right? Or who knows? Maybe you actually like the guy. Fucking, you know? Can you guys hear me now? You should be able to still hear me. Right? Check, check, check. So, here, I'm going to end up posting. I mean, let me put up this right here. Right? Speaking of Milo, the guy who's running Kanye's campaign, this guy hated Kanye. Look at these tweets. This is somebody online went and pulled up all of the tweets that Milo did during going back, I think back to 2016. Okay, now this is the guy who's running Kanye's campaign. Okay, Kanye is gay. Don't make me keep saying it. Most rappers are homos, especially the new crop. Kanye is pretty pathetic. Is a pretty pathetic figure. He got outfoxed by a beard. I don't know what he was talking about there. Kanye is a very gifted homosexual. I'd kill Kanye because he's gay. Now, this is what Milo is saying. This is going back in his Twitter, things that he said about Kanye. Back when Kanye was cool, right? Especially the black homosexual Kanye West. Kanye was late filing or whatever. So you get the gist of it. This guy fucking hated Kanye. And now he's running Kanye's campaign. And to me, it blows me the fuck away. But I wouldn't even latch on to this stuff if it wasn't for the Nick Fuentes shit. Because the Nick Fuentes thing is the thing that's kind of tripping me out the most. Right? Now, before we do that, I kind of wanted to talk about Kanye and his whole anti-Semitic rant, man. To me, people need to understand that it is very hurtful to blanket statement groups of people. Like when someone like Kanye says the Jews run Hollywood, that is a very inflammatory thing, even though you would probably look at it as, well, that's a positive, isn't it? It's a positive to say that they've acquired such and such and did a such and such. It's a positive thing. Yeah, but not when it's like used to, come up with an answer for why something is the way it is. You know, is there influence? Sure. But to sit there and say like, and the fact that, and the idea of saying the Jews, like when you say the, or like you say the Muslims did 9/11, most people would look at you kind of crazy if you said that. The Muslims did 9/11. I mean, like maybe back in like during 9/11 is very easy for people to get on that. They'd be like, you know, and there was a lot of that sentiment anyway back then, right? But even now, if you were to say, you know, the Muslims, it's just like, well, what about the Muslims that are not? So that's why it's hurtful. And not to mention, you know, Jewish people are very few and they are very scared, man. They don't fuck around with stoking old violent flames, you know, because we've seen in history where, you know, there's a lot of hate crimes, right? But in the very, very recent history, over the last 100 or so years, aside from the thousands of years that Jews have been fucked with, I'm talking about just the last 100 years, you've seen all kinds of atrocities on Jewish people. You know, even the guy who started Zionism, which is the political arm of Israel, which kind of gets conflated with anti-Semitism, right? So like some people will, a lot of us conflate what's going on in Israel to Jewish people. That's also not fair, right? Because you have a government in Israel that's treating the Palestinians a certain way, essentially destroying their lives, stealing homes, stealing land, you know, human rights violations. Because they call themselves the Jewish state, a lot of people will conflate that with Jewish people. So just a normal Jewish person that I met, someone who has probably never been to Israel, or it was probably anti-Zionist, or it's probably someone who doesn't even have money, doesn't even have power or influence. Why are they going to be lumped into the same shit? So, you know, I always tell people, especially if I heard Arabs being anti-Semitic in that way, I would have to tell them, I'd be like, yo, man, you can't blame all Jews for X, Y, Z. That's like blaming us for 9/11. So like now I'm supposed to say I'm sorry for 9/11. I didn't do shit, you know? So yeah, you know, I was listening to Kanye on the Champions podcast, and man, it didn't even take 5 minutes, and he was, the Jews this and the Jews that. Oh, why can't we say that? And why can't, it's just like, dude, you just can't say that. It's hurtful. It hurts people, right? It's very hurtful. Yet at the same time, it's like you still can acknowledge it, right? But it's just a shitty road, and it shuts down conversation. And the other thing about the whole anti-Semitic actions of Kanye, you also got to take into consideration that sometimes hateful terms that are like, or terms that are used to label hateful crimes towards certain people. So for like Jewish people, let's say it's anti-Semitism. With the Muslim people, it'd be Islamophobia, right? So they would have these terms. And those terms are good. They can be used for good and for bad. That's why I want most people to fucking understand this shit. Those words can be used for good and for bad. Meaning somebody could use the term Islamophobia to actually point out something that's actually really being done that's Islamophobic to someone, right? You're calling them out. But yet at the same time, sometimes people would use that as a weapon where someone wouldn't even be Islamophobic, and someone would say, you're Islamophobic, just to shut down the conversation, right? Like if someone who happens to be a Muslim like myself, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, I have questions about the Quran, and then that makes someone uncomfortable, then they try to shut down the conversation by going, you're just being Islamophobic. It's like, no, I'm not being Islamophobic. Or transphobic. Sometimes that word gets used negatively. Anti-Semitism does too. A lot of the times the word anti-Semitism is used is to shut down conversations about Palestine. So for the longest time, and more people are now starting to wake up to this, but for the longest time, Zionists who would use the term anti-Semitism wrongfully to try to shut down a debate. So they would be like, any criticism of the state of Israel is anti-Semitic. And then they try to associate that with you being a Holocaust denier, or whatever the case may be. This is very toxic. So these are toxic people doing toxic things, and then using like a word like anti-Semitism in a toxic way so that they can keep doing their toxic bullshit. It happens all across. This is not just only pertaining to Jewish people, Muslim people, or Christians. This is a human thing. And I'm going to show you something that Jon Stewart said on the Colbert Report, on the Tonight Show. But just check this out. Check out what he says about the term anti-Semitism and how it's used against him. I'm going to have to fast forward.
Is to open it up and
let's fast forward a little bit.
You need to say, okay, let me try and understand why you feel that way. Mm-hmm. Let me try to deconstruct.
That's right.
With facts, why that is not the case.
That's right. But if you can't do that, if you're not allowed to say it, you know, Dave said something in the SNL monologue that I thought was instructive as well, which he says it shouldn't be this hard to talk about things.
Right.
And that is what we're talking about. Look, I can't pretend that there aren't a ton of people in this country and this world who believe that the Jews have an unreasonable amount of control over the systems, and they wield it as puppet masters. I'm called anti-Semitic because I'm against Israel's treatment of Palestinians. I'm called other things from other people based on other opinions that I have. But those shut down debate.
Boom. Those shut down debate. There's one thing that I love about Jon Stewart, man. He's not always perfect. Nobody's perfect. But when it comes to him being someone who is of the Jewish background, and he really is for so long always stuck up for what's right. And what's right is sticking up for the Palestinians because they are not being treated well by Israel. And so many people get called anti-Semitic for it. And here's someone who's Jewish who is also being called anti-Semitic for criticizing the wrongdoing, the doings of the government of Israel. So, I mean, let's just play that again because it's very, very telling in terms of like the point that he's trying to make, you know. Even he says, It's still considered anti-Semitic just for me to even point out that there are Jewish people in higher levels pulling strings. So,
and if you don't understand that that's where it's coming from, then you can't deal with it. And you can't sit down with them and explain that being in an industry isn't the same as having a nefarious and controlling interest in that industry and intention.
Exactly. Right?
And that's been the anti-Semitic trope.
Right.
But you need to be able to meet people from what their community is feeling as well.
So in terms of dealing with it, as I said before, the way you might be able to deal with it is to say, okay, let me try and understand why you feel that way. Mm-hmm. Let me try to deconstruct.
That's right.
With facts, why that is not the case.
That's right. But if you can't do that, if you're not allowed to say it, you know, Dave said something in the SNL monologue that I thought was instructive as well, which he says it shouldn't be this hard to talk about things. And that is what we're talking about. Look, I can't pretend that there aren't a ton of people in this country and this world who believe that the Jews have an unreasonable amount of control over the systems and they wield it as puppet masters. I'm called anti-Semitic because I'm against Israel's treatment of Palestinians. I'm called other things from other people based on other opinions that I have. But those shut down debate.
They shut down debate.
They're used as a cudgel. And whether it be comedy or discussion or anything else, if we don't have the wherewithal to meet each other with what's reality, then how do we move forward is my question.
Whew. Give it up to Jon Stewart, man. That motherfucker is the shit. But he's right, though. He's 100% right. So we got to be very vigilant, you know, when we're like trying to navigate these waters of racism, because sometimes somebody's going to call out racism and it's not really racism. They're just using it to shut down debate. And, you know, it takes a strong person and a pretty aware person and a brave person to try to shut down that debate, which is going to be very, very hard. You know, it's very tricky. It's a lot of like mental gymnastics, right? Sometimes you're dealing with these people who are just going to lie and do these acrobatic mental gymnastics that forces you to now exercise your brain in the same way. It's like, fuck, now I got to flip my fucking brain in that direction just to fucking bring you back to reality, which can be very exhausting. But you got to stay on top of it, you know? Okay. Well, enough of Kanye West, bringing together the apocalypse. I read in another article, I guess they said the Kanye camp said the real reason they met with Trump was they wanted to piss him off. They wanted to stress him out, sort of like a psychological strategy to like knock him off his game, I suppose. Whatever, dude. This is all so weird. I'm starting to fucking come to the realization that anybody can be president. Anyone can be president. Anyone.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah. Let's take it back to 1990 when everyone hated gay people.
Sunday. Be here or be queer.
God damn, that hurts. Okay. Let us talk about this guy, Nick Fuentes. Now, here is a guy. Oh, you know what? I also wanted to bring this up right here. This here was a picture taken here in LA on the overpass. A bunch of Nazis draping flags over the overpass with a sign that says Kanye is right about the Jews. Now that's my whole point of trying to show this is just like Kanye is doing some really dangerous shit, man. And I just don't know why we constantly give this guy a fucking platform. I mean, even I'm fucking talking about him right now, but it's baffling. I just hope that we can get to a point where we're just like, whew. All right. So, and then also before that, Kanye goes on Tim Pool's podcast with Nick Fuentes and Milo. And it didn't even take 20 minutes. The question of Jewish this, Jewish that came up and Kanye stormed out. Let's watch that for now.
God is using me. He's breaking me down, removing all of the, you know, richest person, all of this.
Look at this guy's narcissism. All he's doing, it's just so funny. Like, he fucked up big time. He's losing all this fucking money. And then his narcissistic fucking ego tries to cover up those tracks. Like, he can't sit there and say, I fucked up. Instead, he's like, no, God is stripping me away of all my riches so I could be a pure man and be used as a vessel to fucking get sodomized by fucking Trump.
God is using me. He's breaking me down. Removing all of the, you know, richest person, all of this, so I can serve him. And more those things are taken away from me, the more I can be empty and be a vessel and be able to be used. And right now it's like, you're not going to take, if we can't, you're not going to take my pain away, right? The Jewish people say, it's the Holocaust, this happened, and you can't say anything about it. We can't take their pain away. No one's going to denounce the fact that they tried to lock me up. That's what, because every time I'm just holding stride and it's like, I thought I was more Malcolm X, but I find out I'm more MLK.
Because as I'm being held down
every day by the press and financially, I'm just standing there. And when I found out that they tried to put me in jail, it was like a dog was biting my arm and I almost shed a tear, almost, but I still walked in stride through it.
Yeah. I think they've been extremely unfair to you.
Who was they though? We can't tell you they is
corporate,
can we?
Press. I'm not using I don't use the word as the way I guess you guys use. I'm talking.
It is
about
them though, isn't it? I mean, because no. because when you think about it, consider it. In 2018,
what do you mean it's not?
What do I mean? Like, okay, so how about? Are you leaving?
Are you afraid of the press?
He's gone. I'll say it right now. You guys want to bring that stuff up
and then think.
God, this fucking guy is so annoying. He didn't say one thing. The one thing that I love about watching his clips over and over again is because he doesn't say anything. Let's just watch that again. Please. Can we just please watch that again? I just only want to listen to the part. Can we just listen to him and see? And then you guys are like, write in the comments, one sentence that describes what he was saying. Okay. After he gets done. So let's listen to him intently and someone please tell me what was he trying to say? Okay. Let's play this game. Okay. Put your thinking caps on. All right, guys, here we go. Let's try to break down what Kanye is saying.
God is using me. He's breaking me down, removing all of the, you know, richest person, all of this, so I can serve him. And the more and more those things are taken away from me, the more I can be empty and be a vessel and be able to be used. And right now it's like, you're not going to take, if we can't, you're not going to take my pain away, right? The Jewish people say, it's the Holocaust, this happened, and you can't say anything about it. We can't take their pain away. No one's going to denounce the fact that they tried to lock me up. That's what, because every time I'm just holding stride, and it's like, I thought I was more Malcolm X, but I find out I'm more MLK, because as I'm getting hosed down every day by the press and financially, I'm just standing there. And when I found out that they tried to put me in jail, it was like a dog was biting my arm, and I almost shed a tear, almost, but I still walked in stride through it. Yeah.
I think
Can somebody help me here? Because he's going to be president. I want to know. I want to understand this language that he's talking. Because, you know, if he's going to end up gassing me, I kind of want to know when it's coming. So, like, is anything in there saying I'm gassing Arabs or anything? Help me, guys. Bolt, he says, Prophet Kanye, the prophet. He thinks... He really does believe that God put him here for a reason. Ugh. All right. Let's get to Nick Fuentes. Let's get to this fucking crackhead who is legit rolling around with Kanye right now. Now, I already showed you Milo hates Kanye, and Kanye's got this guy as his campaign manager. And then now he's rolling with the likes of this second coming of Hitler.
We need to have something like a white uprising, politically speaking, gain control of social media, maybe just get rid of Congress altogether after that happens. Here's the pathway. We have one more election where white people can make the decision. The white people got to make the right decision, and then Trump's got to get in there and never leave. That, to me, at this point, is a pathway. So it's time to shut up. Elect Trump one more time, and then stop having elections. We need to.
Okay. I almost don't even need to make any commentary. I just want you to hear this guy, even look at him. He's not joking either. And okay, here's the thing, right? We already know that he is with rolling with,
you know, these left-wing people in their heart of hearts, they know they're wrong, because like they know that black people are violent. You know, I will say, hey, black people are violent, and then they'll go, I bet you wouldn't say that in front of a black person. Why? Because they're a thug that'll hit me. Like, so you know it too. Okay, so you agree with me. You know, I could go on the show and say, hey, you know, these blacks, hey, 13% of the population, half the crime, you know, they struggle with the impulse control, they're violent. And then they'd say, bet you wouldn't say that in front of a black person. Oh, really? Why is that? Because they would, you know, they read me their dissertation from Harvard about why that's not true, or why? Because they would hit me. Why? Well, because we fundamentally agree.
I fundamentally agree that the next video I want to see is watching his face get pulverized by black people. I mean, this is just, to me, it's fascinating. And but here's the thing, though. Freedom of speech, man. I'm all about it. I'm not going to be, let's fucking censor Nick Fuentes. No, I want him to keep spewing his bullshit. Freedom of speech over everything. Give the people, you know, because if the people get to a point where they're like, he's the guy that we should be following, then I guess that's how the cookie crumbles. He's preaching. It's a style he uses to influence, but it's off-putting. It's sad. He's a genius lyricist that don't know how to talk. Right. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Kanye, not Nick Fuentes. Thank you, Juma, for your comment. I appreciate that. Yeah. Juma says he's preaching. He's preaching. It's a style he uses to influence, but it's off-putting. It's sad. He's a genius lyricist that don't know how to talk right. I mean, listen, he's always been like that, you know, and then, you know, I have a friend of mine who's like really, really into him. And this is before the anti-Semitic thing came up, just before. And me and another friend were trying to convince him, hey, man, he's a piece of shit. And he's like, no, he's not a piece of shit. And then he tried to use the documentary. Did you see the documentary? Yeah, well, then you know that he's got bipolar. But that's still no excuse to be an anti-Semitic piece of shit. I guess now I'm just going to be bipolar. And I'm just going to be a terrible person. Everyone's just going to have to accept it. Is that the way to success? Is that how I get more people to listen to my podcast? Let's go then. Fucking A. To me, it's like that fucking behavior needs to. We need to look at that type of behavior. Like it's fucking shameful. It's trash. It's trash. Trash. Trash behavior. It's a weak behavior. It's a weak behavior to fuck up, right? To fuck up royally, and then go, God did that for a reason, because he wants to make me stronger. Shut the fuck up. Ugh, anyways, blacks are violent. I can't believe. Let's hear about Kanye West's good friend Nick Fuentes about burning women.
For allowing women to go out into the society and lie and bear false witness and cast spells and worship minerals and rocks. And women are out there naked and they're killing babies and they're getting to be 300 pounds and they get in your face. And we can't do anything about it. You can't hit these people. You can't punch them. You can't, they don't arrest them. And basically they're taking over the culture on social media. I said, what happened to the good old days 1,000 years ago when people like this, instead of arguing them or saying, hey, listen, darling, everything's okay, they would dunk them in the river, burn them alive. I said, this is the kind of thing that we need to see more of, is burning them alive a little bit more. Taking women like this, and instead of, hiring a lawyer for all this money and we're going to sue them for defamation, how about we go to the constable or whatever, we go to the police officer, the soldier stationed in the village, and say, hey, we got to burn her alive. You know, hey, this woman is worshiping rocks. She's bearing false witness. She's lying about men. And basically, we need to capture her and throw her in the lake or set her on fire. I feel like that would be more appropriate. And everybody freaked out. And this was all over Twitter. And everybody said, oh, this is horrible. Is this guy for real? Yeah, I'm for real.
Does that scare any of you people? Please tell me. Please tell me maybe if I'm overreacting, right? Because he looks like someone who doesn't get any pussy, and that's his problem. And I have a clip here to prove it.
So I did it once. I made my point. I proved my point, and now I'm good. Now I'm done, all right? Oh, yeah, fake cell. Call me a fake cell all you want. I'm an incel, all right? I know I'm an incel. My hero falls. It was 9 years ago.
So here's a guy who's not getting any pussy. And instead of him doing the real smart human thing to do, and that is to be like, yo, I gotta change something. Maybe there's something about me that's shitty. Maybe I need to work out, or maybe I need to stop being a racist fucking incel, right? Instead, people like him are doing the exact same mental gymnastics that his buddy Kanye is doing. A typical narcissistic weak ego thing to do is sit there and go, well, I'm an incel because I chose to be. I chose to be. Now let's listen. Let's just listen to this guy. Because it's very important that you motherfuckers pay attention to who this guy is. Because for some of us, he's going to be the last face that we see before they gas us. Boom. Motherfuckers.
C-mode. Breaking news. Fakest of the fake cell, wannabe incel. But like I said, the I didn't choose to not want to be in a relationship. I didn't choose that, okay? I'm a misogynist, and I didn't choose that. I didn't choose to be born.
Wow, look at that sad ass face. I didn't choose to be born. So that proves that I'm involuntarily celibate.
I've never touched a woman in my life. I'm stone cold to somebody. Yeah, well, I don't even want that. So I don't want touch. I don't want a relationship. You know what I want? Total Aryan victory. That's all I want. I didn't choose that. All I want is revenge against my enemies and a total Aryan victory.
Jesus.
Hugs and kisses, touch, sappy stuff, hand-holding, please. All I want is revenge and an Aryan victory for my people.
For your people who are not fucking and not making babies.
If you don't want it, it's Volsal. Nuh-uh, because I didn't choose to not want it. I didn't choose to not want it. I was born incel. I was born involuntarily.
Oh my Lord.
And it's involuntary that I don't want that.
Oh, okay? Mental gymnastics. The backflips that he's doing with his brain.
I'm just like Hitler. How dare you call me a fake cell? If Hitler were alive today, you would call him a fake cell. How dare you? Hitler could have had any girl he wanted, but he said, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, I'm too
Not
busy.
Not that Hitler's my hero or
gassing
anything,
people.
But you'd have called Hitler a fake cell. So I did it once. Woo, I made...
Woo! I'm just blown away. Never in a million years if you would have told me that this would have ever happened. Where Kanye would run for president and have two of the craziest motherfucking incels in the world who have already said many terrible things about black people, who's already like thinks that white people are the best, who in Milo's thing has already been calling Kanye a homosexual. And these are the guys that he's getting into bed with. It blows me away. But at the same time, it doesn't, you know, because it's like he's a fucking malignant narcissist crybaby. Of course, something like this would happen. But I never thought the pairing of these three people would ever happen in any way. So I've seen you showing you so many of these videos, right? Let's talk about how he thinks that having sex with women is gay.
What, people calling me gay because I've never had a girlfriend? I think if anything, it makes me less gay. If anything, it makes me not gay. As opposed to less gay, not that there's any gay, but it makes me not gay. Well, because think about it this way. You know, a gay person, gay people do date girls all the time.
Yeah, like you, really? Right?
And when I said on Elijah Schaefer's show, and they said, have you ever been in a romantic relationship? Have you ever had sex with a girl? And I said, no. If you name searched me on Twitter, as I always do, all these gay people are coming out and saying, I've had more girlfriends than Nick. I've had sex with more girls than Nick. So like I said last week, not only is that thinking flawed, but actually, it's the reverse. That actually makes me really more heterosexual than anybody. If we're really being honest, never having a girlfriend, never having sex with a woman.
Oh my God.
Really makes you more heterosexual. Because honestly, dating women is gay. Having
what?
Sex with women is gay.
What?
And having sex with men is gay. And you know, it's all gay. And if you want to know the truth, the only really straight heterosexual position is to be an asexual incel. That's it. That's all there is. Being a MGTOW asexual incel is really the straight position you can have. Having sex in itself is gay, I think.
Having sex in itself is gay.
It's really a gay act to begin with. Think about it this way. What's gayer than being like, I need cuddles. I need kisses. Oh, I need the. It's all very sus to me.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, there you have it. It's the future of America. Now, Juma says He's not scared. There's plenty of his type. They're all talk. I hope that is the case, but if they start, I don't think we should underestimate the ability to amass support now because of the internet. Like, I don't know. to me, this shit is just really funny. And then I'm going to leave off on this because this is after him finally having dinner with Trump and Kanye. And just look at how he gloats and how he gleams with such pride that Trump said, "I like this guy," talking about him. It's almost like when you see those movies where they depict like Nazi Germany and how some of the people are about Hitler, and they're just so smitten that he's around, like, oh, the Fuhrer, you know? Just watch this shit. This, and to me, what's funny is that we've already seen him say that black people are violent and they're all fucked up and everything, and yet at the same time, he's gonna say Kanye's his hero.
God is using me. Wrong. He's breaking me down.
Wrong one.
Removing all of the.
Wrong one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to come across smug or anything, because I don't think that's really the right tone. I think that's kind of like, it's probably like tacky or whatever. But, you know, there is some smugness. Because, like, everybody hated on me. I feel like I'm entitled to that a little bit. Everybody hated on me forever.
Forever.
And, it's up, you know? Trump told me he liked me. Dude... I was just like, oh my gosh.
Look at his face.
You know? Trump was like, "I like you." He's boy. I was like, "Me?" He said, "This guy's smart. Where did you find this guy?" I was like, yeah.
I love how we know that he's in a basement, because when you watch the video, he's got this like really big room that's behind him, but it's a green screen of this, like, it looks like it's supposed to be like a giant, like, lavish, rich room, that something that Trump would have. And then it's got this really big window in the back that shows like all of like New York. And then it's got this looping video in the background, you know, so it looks like it's alive. And then yet his voice sounds like he's in his mom's basement. So, you know, I think, Juma, you're right. But at the same time, you know, let's just remember that Hitler was a fucking loser painter for a minute.
Hello, Epic Department. Hello, Awesome Department. So, yeah, that felt good. That felt good. You know, I'm not really an emotional guy or anything, but that was just like, okay, let's go. That was like life complete. You know, life complete. So I literally had Thanksgiving dinner with Ye and Donald Trump. So crazy, right? My two heroes.
Your two heroes.
They love me, and it's Thanksgiving dinner. How?
Like, your two heroes, mind you. We just got to make sure that we go back to this.
You know, these left-wing people, in their heart of hearts, they know they're wrong, because, like, they know that black people are violent, you know? I will say, hey, black people are violent. And then they'll go, "I bet you wouldn't say that in front of a black person." Why? Because they're a thug that'll hit me? Like, so you know it too. Okay, so you agree with me.
This is very funny. This is all very funny. It's all kind of weird, you know? If you heard me on this podcast before, sometimes I like to break off into maybe the multiverse is real and that we're fucking colliding into different multiverses, or maybe the Hadron Collider that they created to create little black holes, maybe that has caused rifts in the space-time continuum, and now we're getting a mixture of all these different universes into our own universe and shit's not fucking making sense. Or this is just the breakdown of society and we're on our way out. And if we're on our way out, you know, let's just hope that it's the next generation that has to deal with it, right? Let us die while the good shit's still here. You know, I don't need to be like fighting an apocalyptic war against man-eating machines, which are real. You know that, right? You know that the DARPA created a robot that is that its main source of fuel is biological material. So we're talking about robots in the future that will be able to kill people and then go over those bodies, eat those bodies to fuel themselves. Wow. The future is looking fun, guys. But no, in all honesty, there's a part of me that feels that there is hope, really. And I feel that a lot of the hope is in sharing information like this and talking about it and looking at these type of, as Bill Hicks, the famous comedian Bill Hicks once said, he called them fevered egos. He said, we need to rid the world of these fevered egos that are ruining the world. And that's exactly what a Kanye is. He's an ego that his ego is just running hot and there's no cooling it down, right? His ego is so fucking big, he thinks he's God. His ego is so freaking big that he says some anti-Semitic shit and then Adidas drops his ass. Why wouldn't they? Everyone knows that Adidas was a company that was started by the Nazis. That's not to say that they're still, you know, whatever, but I mean, that was a company that started during the Nazi regime. And I think it had Nazi ties. So, of course, a company like Adidas is going to be like, get the fuck out of here, as anybody should. But I will say, going back to what Jon Stewart said earlier, to recap what he said, how anti-Semitism or words like that could be used as weapons. You know, we just got to stay on top of that mindset, too. I forgot the point I was going to make. I was on a rant, and then I saw Jason Bacon said that Bill Hicks is Alex Jones. I hate to think that Bill Hicks is Alex Jones. If anybody wants to listen to a really good stand-up clip about mushrooms, that I think is a very smart political joke, go on Spotify, look up Bill Hicks, and the name of the joke is Gifts of Forgiveness. Gifts. G-I-F-T-S. Gifts of Forgiveness. It's great. Love that guy so much. And if you see pictures of Bill Hicks, you'll see why some people think that he might be Alex Jones. Because I'm not going to lie. Back when Alex Jones started popping up, because I knew Bill Hicks first, and then like when the internet started cropping up, if anybody was alive around there, like around 98, 99, 2000. So right around the time when most people were starting to log on, there was a guy named Alex Jones that started popping up. And you would have to download his videos by accident, right? Because you would go to these like clients and there would be like all kinds of random shit to download. And back then you didn't care what you downloaded. You were just happy to download something. You were happy to click on something and then like all of a sudden you looked at it and then a picture came up and it was just a picture of a hairy man's ass. You'd be disappointed about the hairy man's ass, but then at the same time you'd be like, that was cool, which has happened. So accidentally people would just start coming across these Alex Jones clips. And I remember seeing Alex Jones back then. I'm like, why does this guy remind me of Bill Hicks? So who knows? Maybe he is alternate universe Bill Hicks. And I hope not, because Bill Hicks was not crazy like Alex Jones is. All right, guys, I got to get going. You guys are freaking awesome. I'm glad to be back. Sorry I was gone for a month. It's really hard to do a podcast when you're in the middle of a competition out on the road, but I'll try to get better with that. And like I said, listen to the audio version. I got all the audio versions up top. The podcast is Public Yemeni number one. Best way to find me on anything is just go to mikefromdetroit.com. Even my podcast links and everything are all there. So check out for the audio. It's going to be dropping tomorrow. And until next week or sooner, I'll see you guys. Peace.
Public Yemeni number one.